is a legend. That's why I played that song, because she be knocking doors down. So I'm going to call her Missing Cedar, but I'm going to let her give y'all the rest.
Without, how come after that? Anyways, thank you for that introduction, that little mini non-introduction introduction. But hi, y'all. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in. If you're catching this live, so what's up? If you watch, if you're hearing the replay, what's up to you too? Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I am Ms. Vernice Conceita Bell, and I'm a legend. I thought legend. Okay, I'm like legend, but
hold on, before you go past that, because I'm going to tell you, the first time I was called a legend, I was in shock.
I'm like, you threw me too, but still, you know, like, I could, you know, I could grow into it.
Here's why.
It's like shoes. I can grow into them. You know?
Yeah. Because with this show, for those of you who are going to get to know us, because I'm not going to let her give her y'all her full bio, we're gonna get into some things first. So for those of y'all who are new to this podcast, this is a new one. This is the Kicking It with Dr. Feelgood that we have also coined a section of the Conceited and Sexy Master Series.
Wait a minute now. I'm conceited. He's sexy. I didn't say conceited and sexy like the same breath. Let me clear that up. Cause y'all gonna be like, oh, conceited and sexy. Like really? No. I'm conceited. Okay. Vernice Conceita Bell. And he is sexy.
Well, y'all know, okay? I've been sexy on Tuesday since 1994. So, I mean, I ain't competing with nobody for that title. So, we ain't going to argue about that. But y'all got to understand, in order for y'all to get the vibe of who this lady is, y'all got to understand why she even came up with the name Conceit. Ma'am, give it to them, because they ain't ready.
So, the name Conceited comes from... Number one, you know, let me start with this. It's important, y'all, that we actually take accountability for our own life. And with taking accountability, that means we need to be accountable for the words in which we use when we're describing ourselves and others. I used to think that the word conceited meant a bad thing. I thought it meant arrogant, full of self, obnoxious, bougie, you know, and all that other stuff. But when I actually did the research and looked up the word, it just meant that one who was self-confident. One who has confidence in themselves. That's all it means. So when I was coming up with the name of my brand, I started in 2014. I was launching my first clothing brand. And I was trying to come up with a name for it. And something just hit me. It was like, you know, it took me back to my childhood. And it's like, you know, I didn't really fit in one group of people. Then I didn't really fit in on another group of people. So I was like, you know what? Now I'm going to just be conceited. I'm going to just, I don't need to fit in with anybody. I'm just going to be me. So conceited means one who is self-reliant and internally beautiful. That's what it means.
So
that's what it means.
So we can't let them not understand.
But wait, I'm sorry. So here's the thing with the word conceited, right? It's not just me. Anybody can be conceited. It's not that's the name. The name was kind of given to me, like it was the name of my company, and then everybody gave me that name. They referred to me as that, so I accepted it. But ladies, if you hear the word conceited or if you identify with the brand, this is for you too.
Okay. Well, for me as well, y'all got to understand, for me, the word sexy. Because everybody looks at that first word of sexy and says, oh, this is about being sexual or whatever, whatever. But it's the second definition. And I tell people, words matter. If you don't understand the definition and take the word in context, you're going to miss so many opportunities for words to really impact your life. So when you go pick up your dictionary, go to Webster, Google, whatever it is that you use, look at the second definition. And the second definition is someone with the ability to excite.
Okay.
So when I looked at myself, I said, man, I'm an excitable person. Like, my energy just, it's everything. My smile is infectious. Bro, I'm sexy, and I'm going to give it to them.
You
and they're going to have to take that.
I'm with you on that. Your energy is definitely excitable. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I was like, I'm not going to run past that. So I was like, let me go ahead and give myself sexy. So now that y'all understand the background of who we are, we got to get to something that's most important, is why we decided to come together and do this platform. Now, for me, I can give y'all the list of 1,000 reasons of why I decided to invite this young lady to come kick it with Dr. Feelgood so we can talk to y'all. But I needed her to give it to y'all herself, because the words that she has to say to people are important. So, Miss Conceito, why did you decide to kick it with Dr. Feelgood?
Number one, you were introduced to me by a good friend, Miss Crystal. Crystal is amazing, and she's connected to some amazing people. I love Crystal's energy. And so when you reached out, when we talked, it was just the energy was right, the vibe was right. And if y'all don't know me, I'm a very spiritual person. I'm definitely not religious, because I believe all religions are right. Who am I to tell them they're wrong? So I don't do religion, but I am spiritual, and I do believe in God, and I do believe in a higher power than all human beings.
Well, that's funny, because...
So let me answer your question. So to answer the question, time for our people to stop, to get out of the mind frame of just talking about. So from me being here, I hope you guys can take some action items away from each episode that I'm on. So each episode that I'm on, I hope you guys can take some actionable quotes and improve your life with them. That's my goal.
Wow, that's deep. The reason why I thought that was important that you just said that is because one of the first conversations we ever had, we talked about words mattering.
Mm.
And I think people get away from, when you do business, when you're in an opportunity to have a sphere of influence with people, people choose the easiest version of words to give people.
Yeah.
Even when they use complicated words, they give people, what's the word I want to look for here? Because I want to use the word in this sentence. They give a personal representative of themselves. And so, you know what? Because me and you always talk about words matter. Let me break that word down. Because people laugh at me when I say certain things, and they're like, I don't understand how he even came with that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with this song, come back with what these words mean real quick.
Then came down for a little conversation. congratulations to the king, been off in the bed, roll the cherubim, then that's all kind of sin. Now hear this mixture, raise the complete scripture, develop a negative and equal process. Take now everything.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Vernice and Cita Bell, and I just want to let you guys know real quick about the Academy for Entrepreneurs that's launching at the end of August. It's our program where we're teaching entrepreneurs the real benefits of starting your business and how to improve your practices, make more money, and less stress. So make sure you check us out, theacademyforentrepreneurs.com.
Man, listen, I keep telling y'all, this girl is a heavy hitter.
Heavy hitters.
But anyway, so let's get back to this conversation. So what people don't understand is, here's what the legal definition of personal representative means.
Okay.
It's a personal representative or legal person representative. Representative is the executor or administrator for the estate of a deceased person. The law requires personal representatives to follow the terms of the deceased person's will if the individual has, one, died. So here's the thing. Most people don't even understand that they are giving representatives of themselves, but the only person who can represent you as a personal representative is someone who has control given to you by you. So why would you not be you?
Well, this goes back. I'm going to tie it back into what we were talking about before. Just a couple seconds before, is the power, right? People giving you the power. And you always hear he who controls the language controls the people, right? And so when you say give power back to you, that's because most of us don't understand the words that we're using anyway. So when you use the words have energy, you're already tied to it, even if you don't know what it means.
Oh, come on, somebody. Come on.
Like, ignorance doesn't excuse you from the law of the universe. It doesn't.
That's not what people believe, though.
But it doesn't. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they used the word loathing.
Mm.
And I was like, doesn't that mean that, like, you don't like yourself? Like, you self-loathing? That I'm like, that. Let me look that up real quick. One thing that I've grown into is understanding that the most intelligent people in the world don't know everything. So to say that you don't know is okay. So I'm like, let me Google real quick in my mind before I correct this person, right?
So you work with me.
Because I'm like, But in my mind, I'm like, I know self-loathing means not loving yourself, like this hating yourself, essentially. That's what self-loathing means. But the person was using it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I think that's the wrong word. And then they immediately corrected themselves, you know. But that goes to say that you cannot just change the definition of a word by yourself.
Now, I'm going to tell you why that is meaningful. The actual definition of the word swag,
mm-hmm.
when T.I. and all the rappers first came out and they started using the word swag, it was hard for me to accept that word.
Swag.
It wasn't until they put it into the actual definition changed legally.
Uh-huh.
Because the original definition for swag, and I understood everybody using the hip-hop vernacular once it became popular in music,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we do get words to change. But the original definition is two. One, to sway or sashay as a woman is the primary definition.
Okay.
And the second one is to loot and plunder as a pirate.
Huh.
So I didn't really see too many brothers out there with swag when this word first came out.
Well,
the way
I don't
they
know,
because
they was undercover back then. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I couldn't go with the first one, and I damn sure ain't no pirate.
You know, they were, you know, but okay, but
see, you can't even stop laughing.
But okay, but to your point though, that's with new words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about words that have been around for eons.
Oh, that word's been around.
Those words have a energetic connection to them.
No. The word swag is in the Bible.
it still has an energetic connection. That's probably why the people who was using it was undercover. They might have been. Who knows?
Because if you actually go and read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they talked about when they talked about all the things dealing sexually, immorally, the word swag is in there. The base word of swag is in a word that they used to describe that term and that time. And they used it in the correct reference. Men acting like women.
Or men acting like pirates.
There were no pirates when they were describing Sodom and Gomorrah.
Listen.
Like, the context matters. I've been to the land that is that region, and I can tell you there's no water close by.
Well.
Because that's dead smack in the middle of Iraq.
Listen. You already know. I'm just going to say, I don't know. I don't know what about that. I just have no clue. But I just say, like, people think they can just do what, especially us black people. We always doing it. And you know what? You know what else we do? We want to change people's rules from outside of the game. It's like, you cannot change the rules from outside. You got to get inside first and then change the rules. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing. In the end, though, who wins? Does a new definition of swag win? Because I talked about this. My English professor talked about this with us using memes and using memes now and using the emojis, etc. In 100, 200, 300 years, are they gonna know what the eggplant means? You know, when they go back and look at our historical data and see old Facebook, and when Facebook turns into, what is it, Black Planet?
Listen, let me tell you something. Now, it's funny that you're going down that road, because I had a conversation with my wife, and this is real talk conversation. I told her, I said, I can't wait to get old and be in a nursing home.
Man.
And she said, why? I said, because these people are fake healthy.
Y'all know what? I cannot with him. This dude, and he asked me earlier, why did I come on the show? And it's like, because he could take a whole, like, who knows, and turn it into a world or something like that. Because, like, he just went all the way left on me. You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Think about this. People are saying, because, and here's why it dawned on me. And it was, it came back from an episode of CSI. Original CSI was my show.
Yeah.
Grissom was the dude.
Grissom was the dude.
When you look at the one lady in season one who died, and it was a lady and a man, they died, and they were both in their early 20s. They were the bike riders. They did all the healthy stuff. But inside, their entire body was black. And Grissom made a statement. He said, the healthiest of bodies can be toxic. And so it made me think about it. If you take a cheat course in a test, look, for lack of better words, look at who we have sitting in the presidency right now, right? So if you take so much mis and bad information, eventually toxicity has to begin to seep out.
Yeah.
Because you can't hold your, in a vessel, you can only hold so much in. We are mostly water, and we are mostly energy, because energy is water. So if you're going to vibrate at a frequency, it's only a matter of time before it begins to seep into others. You have to. That's why so many spiritual people say, I'm careful about who I let get around me.
Yeah, but so that means the old people in the nursing home, they got good energy?
No. I don't really care about their energy, because here's the thing. Because
you said they fake healthy.
They fake healthy. But think about this. Everybody when they got life. Everybody when they got a booty.
Don't talk about lipo. I'm going to give me some soon as they open
everybody
up.
Everybody got a booty.
Y'all don't listen to him.
Everybody got implants.
Get you some.
Listen. Everybody listen. Crunching up their waist. They destroying their kidneys. They spleen.
Listen. y'all listen.
They're gonna have hip dysplasia at 77.
y'all gonna have it too from that big old wallet in your pocket. Ooh, all them years. Y'all
men, carry no wallet?
Maybe not you, but the men species in general.
I'm gonna have a strong back. You see my A bag.
Listen, ladies, for all the ladies that's listening on here right now. Okay, this is one time for the one time, because all that men talking about lipo and all this other stuff, I'm not even hearing it. Okay, do what you want to do, baby. If you want to get some, if you want to get a booty, get it. If you want to get some I'm gonna go hood for y'all one second, real ratchet. Like, if you want to get you some glutes, if you want to get some lipo, boob implants, whatever. Men out here getting penis implants. So like, if you,
ooh,
they do it, you ain't see that Dr. Miami?
I like my meat. Like, that's mine.
I'm not talking about yours.
No, because here's
Mrs. Baptiste. You know, I'm not talking about your,
no,
your
but
husband.
You gotta,
I'm just saying. Though. Listen. Wait.
Here's what for me. I can't.
Let me finish.
I'm afraid of needles. Let alone somebody cutting me.
No, let me finish because I'm sick and tired. I'm
okay.
Sick of.
Oh, okay. I ain't do it.
All the men on the internet talking about they getting fake booties. That booty fake and that booty real. First of all, let's be clear. Most of the time, 90%. 8%, 75%, I don't know, let's go with 50%. 50% of women who do that, they doing it because that's what they want. That's like makeup. We wear it because that's what we want to do. We could care less about what y'all think.
Now.
And I'm not going to let him bash y'all.
Hold on, now, here's where I'm okay with that. I have four sisters. I am an only boy. I understood in order to go to school in the morning, I had to get up at 4 a.m., okay? I'm not upset with y'all for doing that. Some of y'all need to take a class, though. I'm just saying, there is DIY for everything.
They got YouTube.
Listen, right, don't get me wrong. I am an adverse hater of the silk bonnet. You cannot walk out the door with me with that on. Unless I understand we on the way to go get your hair done and we got to stop by Walmart. You know what I'm saying? But if you get 2 p.m. And you still got the silk bonnet on, but you got a full beat face.
I'm not letting you off the hook that easy. Ladies, if you want to get your body done, get your body done. Forget all of that mess what he's talking about.
I'm just
about.
Saying, I'm not
I'm
hating,
saying.
Though.
Yes,
I'm because listen,
yes,
let me
you
tell
are.
You something. It presents a fantasy.
What the bonnet? You like the bonnet?
Nah, fuck the bonnet.
He having fantasies. Listen, Miss Baptiste, he having fantasies about you in that bonnet.
Don't get her ass choked now. Don't get her choked.
He having fantasies about that bonnet.
Listen, don't.
They
get
got
her.
Him. They got him in green, red, pink. They
first
got some sprinkles
first
on
of all, you can't even get red. See, that's how you know. Look, that's how you know she getting to know me in the studio. Yeah. Me and red don't even get along.
Listen, they got all the colors. Mrs. Baptiste,
don't
hit
no.
Get you some.
You
he haven't. He just. You heard me just say he haven't finished.
You know what? On that note, we're taking a commercial break. We'll be back.
I wish you would.
All right, guys, this next segment is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing a general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ASHEEmporiumET.com. The reason why this pilot show and episode was so important is because I wanted people to understand the importance of introducing yourself and reintroducing yourself.
Like, my name is Hole. H to the O V.
Come on, man.
Listen, my mixtape dropping soon. Y'all hating on me.
Listen, I just hit my boy Corey up and I said, bro, I gotta do a mixtape. That's crazy.
All I need is a ghostwriter, some beats, somebody show me
how
to rap
it. We got all that.
You know what I'm saying?
We got all that.
Somebody show me how to dance.
Somebody
gotta show me how to rap too. But once you do that, I'm gonna drop my mixtape.
Listen, here's the thing, I was actually a rapper for real. In Germany, I dropped my album in Germany. We toured with Wu-Tang. We did songs with Drama Monks, who do scores for Disney. Like, I was with some heavy hitters. Like, I really got in the studio. I did my thing. I was excited about it.
Where your album at?
I did it in Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Where that thing at?
Make them haters bad. Throw them bowls. I was in that era.
He acting like a Hanau people. Them people from Hanau.
No, I was in Swankford.
That's even worse. It ain't nothing but some thugs out in Swainford. Listen, Swainford look just like downtown. It looked just like what's it, Monroe Heights?
Don't do me.
Hey, Monroe Heights.
What's the Raw?
Hey, Swainford is. Listen. Let me tell y'all. Because I'm gonna tell y'all this. Before I went to Germany, I had no clue of what to expect. You know. Yeah. I had no clue, and I was a soldier, so, like, that was my second duty station, you know? So I go to Germany and have no clue what to expect, but when I tell you, some parts were just like Palm Beach, like, mm-hmm. like, and in Swankford, they got grills, they got dunks, they got Chevy is a dunk, right?
Yeah, we did
they
our got, thing.
Listen.
We did our thing.
Listen, it was a whole piece of work, so when he say that, and then y'all go to somebody else's town and y'all be want to tear their stuff up.
Oh, we shut that bitch down.
You know, it's nothing.
Hey, they straight. Listen, my homeboy Antonio West is straight out of the 305. So understand, we did it. Listen, Soul Food Thursday, I had a girl right here from Miami make my collard greens every morning when we do Soul Food Thursday. Everybody was driving 2 hours away.
If you don't know what Soul Food Thursday is, that's in a dining facility on the base, right? I was telling somebody this the other day because I miss BFX. It's really a restaurant for soldiers, right? And they cater to you. That's it, but we call it a BFX or dining facility. And Soul Food Thursdays mean that we're going to have soul food on Thursday. So imagine.
Catfish, collard greens.
Everything.
Chicken.
Everything.
Sweet potatoes.
And guess how much it costs? $4. Get whatever you want if you don't have a meal card. Meal card means your rations or food stamps, basically, right? But you go in there and you get a whole meal. So anyways, when he says Soul Food Thursday, that's what it meant. And so Soul Food Thursday was like brunch. It was like brunch, just like brunch.
And I'm a beast. Listen.
Y'all can consider the dining facilities. Soul Food Thursdays is just like, what's the name of that place that everybody goes to? Detroit's, Brunch.
I tell people what I did in a dining facility, there's not a restaurant in Palm Beach County that can outdo me. Like, I'm going to put it like that. You give me, here's, matter of fact, I'll put it to the challenge. Somebody confront me a building for 30 days, and I guarantee you, after 30 days, not only will I be able to pay them rent, they'll be ready to try to sell me the building.
You better, because if you ain't, I'm going to call your last first sergeant and let him know that you're doing bad.
Because here's the thing. People don't understand. Like, okay, just this past weekend on Sunday, I made one of the days I made everybody in the house breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I made pancakes. I made whatever. My wife always say, oh, you bougie, but I don't do it to other people. I only do it to me. So while I'm making them breakfast, people don't understand. All crepes is a thinned out pancake batter.
Yeah, but still, it's not a pancake.
But, I mean, that's all it is, and then you add your filling to it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to make them pancakes. I added me some little bit more, you know, you know how I say boom, boom, bam, you know.
All right.
Come on, I'd be mad. She'd be like, she come in, she'd be like, bro, you've been in the kitchen for like 30 minutes and like a 20 course fee's come out, but that's me. But the reason why I like food is because food is one of the easiest ways to introduce yourself to somebody. A great cook and great hospitality get to so many people. And the reason why I wanted to do this first show the way I wanted to do it is so I can explain to people. When I met this young lady that I'm now sitting in front of, I met her through a Facebook post. Like
which one it was.
Crystal just tagged you. I was looking for somebody to do websites, web design. Mm-hmm. And
oh yeah, that's right.
And so I'm like, okay, I need somebody. So I go to my ace in the hole, because if you're in business, you better have some aces. Like when they say something, you better take it as law. There are some people in the game, I can tell you right now, they can come tell me something going on in business and I won't take none of the advice they just gave me. I will actually do the opposite.
Facts.
So when your aces come to you and say, hey, go check this person out, and she ain't tagged your company or nothing, just name. I said, okay. It was about 30 people on that list. I still clicked yours first.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, click. Jumped in your inbox. And here's the crazy part. I am not an inbox jumper.
Uh-huh.
I only like talking to people in inbox if I know you. Why? Because bitches is crazy.
Oh, y'all just off the chain too.
I know. That was not a sex. Because dudes think I'm gay.
Because of the inbox.
No, dudes just think I'm gay. I've had multiple dudes just try to hit on me for breakfast.
That's just because they like you. They ain't got nothing to
no.
do. They don't care if you're gay. They be trying to flip you. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm good.
I don't think that gay people care if you're gay or not.
Exactly.
They just
and
want
they don't.
You.
So you get random, bro. I've gotten inbox penises like I was a chicken. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
Sir, I'm good. Like,
No, thank you, sir.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a warrior. I like to watch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm good. I'm good. That's not what I was looking for at 6 a.m.
You know what turns me on? Chanel bags. Louis Vuitton. I just be dreaming about it. Like, that's what I like. Walking through Phipps in Atlanta. You're going to Jimmy Choo. Oh, gosh. Jimmy Choo.
But that's how you introduce yourself. You see what I'm saying?
I say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's the thing. When you see your name, Burton, conceited. Because here's what you have to understand. How you introduce yourself matters. And when I looked at it, you know what the first thing I had to go do?
What?
I had to go look up the word conceited.
There goes that word thing again.
Because words, how you introduce yourself matters. And I was like, how do I introduce her for this first show? And I didn't want to go and say, oh, this is somebody that I met. Because I wanted people to see the journey that we both kind of went on to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful journey because I'm looking at somebody who's real, authentic, genuine.
Boom.
Honest.
Boom.
Open.
Boom.
Closed.
Boom.
Compartmentalized.
Absolutely.
Free access. Closed access.
I know free access.
Yes, you are. Here's why.
No.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
You are free access because your energy is free if they present themselves right.
No.
Your energy is free. I didn't say your resources.
I'm not accepting it.
Because your energy is free. You don't come off as closed off until somebody gives you a reason to
call. I don't accept.
We had a conversation in less than 10 minutes. We was damn near best friends on the phone.
That's true, but I'm not saying that my energy is not free. There is a reciprocity access.
Okay. Explain that to the people.
So what that means is there's a transference of energy. There's an exchange of energies. My energy is not free. There's an exchange. That's just it. But if people understand that everything is an exchange,
mm-hmm.
everything. So people, you know, like the whole relationships, then this Dr. Feelgood, right? Let's talk about relationships real quick. I'm going to just bring it up just to tie it to that. People will say, oh, I'm not in a relationship. Bruh, you could call it whatever you want to call it. Life is about relational things. Your relationship to everything else around you, to your car, your house, your coworkers, your kids, your spouse, the side piece, the no piece, the title piece, and untitled piece. Your life is about your relationship to everything. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, it is a bunch of people who are walking out here giving their whole soul away for free, not reciprocating, not receiving it back. And then they get mad when the other person doesn't give it back. But it's like you didn't require that in the first place.
Now, it's funny because I wanted to read this definition.
Okay.
Because somebody asked me, was I poly or monogamous? And I told them I was neither.
Well, what's poly, though?
Here's why. Because people don't understand the definition of the word relationship. So I pulled this word up because this is a word that I go by this definition for everything.
When I hear poly, I just think about those people that, and y'all excuse my ignorance, okay? This is not meant to be offensive, but if you're offended, I apologize. But when I think of poly, I think of those people who are, y'all probably gonna agree with me too, but people who are like in relationships with multiple people.
So let's break this down.
Okay.
The word relationship, because we're gonna go
sexual relationship. I'm saying like my definition.
Let's break it down. So the word poly, we're going to do relationship first because we have to understand relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship word is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected,
mm-hmm.
or the state of being connected.
Yes.
So when people say, well, are you poly or monogamous? I say it depends on how you use the word because I'm neither. And what they don't understand, if they're basing
your wife and you finna get in trouble.
No, we have this conversation regular.
She's gonna come to him and slap you through your
head. This conversation is regular for us.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
I can't save you, bro.
Her statement. No, I'm going to tell you why it's even better. Her statement to people is, I'm non-monogamous.
That's what your wife says?
That's what she says. I'm non-monogamous.
I'm going to learn something today, y'all.
Because here's what people miss about when we talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
All a relationship is how two people or two things, whatever. You drink, me opening up this cap of water,
mm-hmm.
drinking from this bottle is a relationship.
I agree.
It's how we work together.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to tie sex to everything, but not realizing sex is probably the thing you do the least of in your life. Walking around fucking all day.
I don't know. Let me think. I guess.
Most people lie and say they can count on one hand or two hands how many people they had sex with in their lifetime.
Why is that a lie, though?
I said most people lie. I can't speak for them. I don't know their problems. I wasn't in the room. But I'm just saying.
Why you just said that, though, initially?
I mean, because think about this. This is my dog. Now, here's the thing. Most people say, I only had sex with three people in my lifetime, right? That's the genuine lie that we put out there.
That's the acceptable social norm.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
And response.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. So, if you started having sex
how old I am?
At 18 and you had sex at least once a year, you've already beat 7.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. Then you've been with the same person forever.
See, there's options. Or you could have went from this one and then go back.
Okay. Now, how many hoes you know on Facebook been in multiple situations?
I don't know no hoes on Facebook.
And I'm talking about both males and females.
I don't know no hoes.
Because I'm going to tell you now, I be in some situationships that people be trying to talk to me about.
Listen, you know, I was thinking the other day, and I'm going to say this because I feel like it right now, but I was thinking about it, I was like, some of these husbands out here make me don't want to get married. Because I send people husbands home all the time. Not like from my house, but like from my social media, from my meet them in public.
Trying to holler at the gas
station. Yeah, the gas station. Like, come on, you better go home to your wife, bro.
So let's be real. If we know people in real life have probably had sex more than 3 times.
I didn't say, no. You said with more than 3 people.
Words more than matter. 3 times.
All right, then.
Because they probably did it a few times. First of all, if they had somebody in high school, because most of these babies done had babies. Most of these adults done had babies in high school. So,
uh-huh.
So let's get it out the way.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about my age bracket, 39.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and knock out 3-4. Most of them have baby mama number two or baby daddy number two at least.
Okay. I'm trying to listen.
And then most of them have at least gotten married to somebody that wasn't fathers to either one of those two kids.
Okay.
So that goes for a lot of people that I already know. And I'm not putting nobody's business out there. If you feel some way, that's your life. This is just for hypotheticals.
Yeah.
But if you go ahead and give me three right then and there, bitch, you can't even cheat. You got to stay home and be faithful. You already had three.
Three strikes you out, does it?
Because you already had three, and everybody's like, oh, I've only been with three people in my whole life. Bitch, when?
Well,
I look at them and be like, you do realize we friends, but I can give you three niggas.
Listen, y'all. Oh, God. Listen. This is the thing, though. I was reading one time, and it said, when women tell you how many, it's a rule, like
multiply it
mm-hmm. or divide it.
For men, it's usually divide.
You divide it in his.
Depends on the person.
Depends on who he's talking to. So guys talking to guys.
Nah,
and the embellishment.
Okay.
We're not talking about you. But this is a general. This
yeah,
is
I don't like talking about dudes about sex with dudes.
I am not talking
dudes
about
dudes. Are weird.
But you know what though? That goes I hear that guys gossip more than girls.
Yeah, dudes are weird. Dudes are weird. Like people be like, what? They say, why are you always by yourself? Dudes are weird. And you can't have too many female friends around you for too long because then you can't date nobody.
Shut up. That's not true.
Crystal's my best friend.
So?
Tanya Lewis is my best friend.
And
Erica Carter. These are beautiful black women with
that.
Careers. They threaten lesser women.
Well,
yeah. Understand. Because you gotta understand, everybody wants to claim this thing that we're equal. And we're not equal. So that's why relationships matter.
Wait a minute. Wait. What are you? Nah, hold on.
We're not equal.
Who's not equal?
We're not equal.
Who?
Me and you.
As far like men and women?
Person. Your life is not equal to my life. Our life when we get to heaven as spiritual beings may be equal.
My heaven right here. What are you talking about?
But what you accomplish in life, we're not equal.
I'm going to look equal.
Look up equal.
And I don't like no Google explanation. I like Webster.
Go to Webster.
Let me see.
Go get equal.
Okay, all right. I'll take that.
What's the word equal? Basically.
Equal says... the base word is equal. It says, of the same measure, quantity, amount, or number as another.
We the same size. That's it. I'm bald-headed. You got blonde hair. I got a beard. You got a clean face.
Okay. But, all right.
Your work, what you do, we both considered ourselves to have the same background when we look at business.
Yes.
But our avenues are different.
True. Okay.
We're not
agree.
Equal. We may be equal
people,
in some aspects.
But people apply that to other categories.
But people like to assume that we're equal across the board, and we're not.
Right. I agree. We're not equal across the board. You know. And one thing is this, like, because somebody posted this the other day talking about independent women. First of all, let me be clear. I'm a strong woman. I'm beautiful. I can take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? But I cannot be my own husband. I can't. I just cannot be him. So I can't be my own boyfriend. I can't procreate by myself. Like, I cannot be my man. So
women got mad at me when I told them, I was like, I don't accept that word. And she was like, well, I am independent, da, 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 da. And I told her, I said, but the definition of that word matters.
Yeah, because it means single.
No.
One.
No. Look up the word independent.
It does.
The word independent, it's more than just one. It is, you are self-reliant. You don't need anything absent.
And that's not true of anybody.
Nobody's independent. So when a woman told me that, she was like, I'm independent. If you don't accept that, we can't be together. And I told her, I said, okay. Because you can't be independent. Somebody got to go to the grocery store. Somebody got to go work. Somebody got to babysit the kids. Somebody has to do something for you. If not, your girlfriend's going to be tired as shit.
Mm.
Your mama finna not like
you. So yeah, it's not requiring or relying on something else.
Which means self-reliant.
Yeah.
Self-sufficient. Self-sustained.
But that's not true.
You gotta
not for all aspects of
you have to live on a farm and be by yourself. And masturbation better be your best friend. I need my wife next to me. I need a woman, a body. I need that. I need that connection. I refuse to see myself as independent. It's easy to act that way. It's easy to come off that way. So when you look at these things, so when people say, if you look at the base words that we're looking at, so when you look at equal, when you look at relationships, when you look at independence, how can a person say that they're money?
But this is my thing. Why can't we just be? Why does everything have to have a title?
Stop sounding like me. Like, we can't be friends on this show. Like, I have to have somebody to be an antithesis.
First of all, I am. We switch roles. Sometimes I'm the protagonist and sometimes I'm the antagonist. But right now, I'm just saying. You know what though? For me, when I release titles, I'm gonna tell y'all a story. Don't tell nobody my business, but I'm gonna tell y'all. I was in a relationship one time, right? And I was in a relationship for a long time, and we had everything. We had the house, we had the car, we had the kids, we were together all the time. We took vacations, we had investments, we had property. Like, we had everything, except we weren't married. And because of how I felt about the title of wife, I was unwilling to just be. Now, this is a life lesson I had to learn, y'all. I'm being so completely honest. I didn't know how to just be there, just be without needing the title. Like, I needed the title to feel complete, as in a sense, to feel like I made it, you know, and like, It was rough. Like, it was a rough patch, because we got to a point where I was like, listen, if we don't get married, then this ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not about to be with you for much longer if you don't want to get married. And then it dawned on me, like, I mean, after the breakup, y'all. Okay, so there was a breakup there, and then there was a breakup there, because
at that time you weren't trying to hear none of that.
At that time, listen, I am a woman of my word. Okay.
Okay.
But after the breakup, because he didn't want to get married. He didn't want to get married when I wanted to get married. Let me be more clear. But I realized that the title serves no purpose except to be a title. Because we had everything else. Like, he came home every night. We lived together. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he was living somewhere else, or I needed something that he wasn't providing. I wanted a new car. He bought it. I wanted to go places. He did. He paid for that too. Like, he was a real provider for our home. We were lacking nothing. But I allowed the need for a title to ruin a perfectly amazing relationship.
Mm-hmm. And we do it all the time.
Yeah, and we do it. So I have really right now in life, and I'm not saying that I don't want to get married or it's not a requirement of the relationship. I'm just saying when it happens, it happens. It's not like I'm not going to make the relationship contingent on being married.
Here's why I chose to say that I'm neither and I'm both.
Okay.
And people laugh, but I'm going to give you the definition of mono and poly.
Mm-hmm.
The word mono itself means alone, one, single.
Mm-hmm.
It's the definition. There's nothing else. Three words.
Yes.
Alone, one, single. The root word. So when I got married, we became alone, one, and single. Because I accepted her as me. And people don't understand. When I look at marriage, I don't look at marriage from a legal definition. I look at marriage from a spiritual definition, because everyone keeps telling me I got married June 15th. That's their definition. I got married January 1st of 2019, because that's the day that I told her I wanted her to be one with me. And I told her at that day, I said, we're married now. And she goes, what? I said, no, spiritually, we're married.
Yeah, I feel that.
This, everything else, this is for the legal plain realm.
Yeah, I feel that.
So that's the thing. We became one, single. My energy, her energy. She have a good day, I have a good day.
But did you become one or you became three?
We became
a new one.
Yeah, we came, three because we ended up being pregnant a month later.
Oh.
So we really did become three.
Yeah, but you know, the energy of completion.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that for clarification for you guys, what I mean is, I understand what he's saying and he knows what he's saying, but I want to make sure you guys get it because there's some things that gets lost in translation between intellectuals. So I want to make sure you guys get it, okay? What he means by we became one, he means they together created a new entity.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the relationship itself. It was the two of them together. And that's what happens in a relationship. And that's what marriage really is when two energies, two spiritual beings come together for the greater good of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
It does not require a paper or anything like that. And that's, you know, and that's why some people fail in marriages. And I'm telling y'all this because I had a failed marriage. So I know. Anyway,
I had two. And so one of the things I told her, I said, I don't want you to stop being you, because here's the biggest thing that I hear everybody who has gone through a divorce say, at some point I lost myself in the marriage.
Yep.
And I asked them, I said, how the hell do you get lost walking with someone? But here's why. It's because we begin to play roles. And once we begin to play roles, we start to surrender to titles.
Mm.
Because when you go to work, that title that they give you is the absolve of your power. So you take that and you run with that and you say, this is what I am. But when you do that same thing in your marriage, that woman who's used to being a CEO, if she's playing a housekeeper, that it doesn't have that same effect.
Mm.
If she is used to being an accountant, but now when she comes home, she's asking for money, it doesn't have the same effect. And so you begin to get into role reversals in your own relationship, not realizing you're losing yourself. The very skills you brought to the relationship, you've relinquished because it's easier because he or she should do it because of their role of the relationship. And it destroys and it kills and it cuts, because here's the thing. I married a Pisces. The Pisces is the one sign in the zodiac sign that takes attributes from every single sign in the zodiac. So why would I not? There are times that me and her are the exact same spirit.
But you know what, too? I could say this, like, in making it, bringing it to practicality. Sometimes I don't want to be that when I come home. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, and I'm gonna be honest as who I am or whatever. But like when I'm out in the streets, and I'm hustling and I'm on CEO mode and I'm making boss moves and doing this and doing that and controlling the flow and making sure people getting paid and make sure I'm getting paid, bills is getting paid, people getting transformed, all this other stuff. I don't want to come home and do that. I want to come home. I want to be taken care of. I want to be, that's it, taken care of.
But see, remember I said in the beginning, how did you introduce yourself? And that matters. Because you know what I tell people in the beginning?
What do you mean? Wait.
How did you introduce yourself?
I'm talking about like when I meet somebody.
Do you mean?
First of all, I'm really kind of shy. People don't know that about me. And people don't understand that about me. But I don't really talk to guys.
I get it. My wife laughs at me all the time when I say I'm shy. She goes, but you're an extrovert. I said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm still shy.
Yeah.
Until I get comfortable, I'd rather not.
Yeah, I'm the most extroverted introvert people probably know.
I will watch all day.
Yeah.
I can be in a crowded room and I'd rather stand and watch than participate.
Well, okay, so it depends, because to me, if I'm quote unquote on, if I'm engaging and networking and sort and things like that, that's completely different. That's work for me. Because I'm working then. Like, I consider it work, to be honest, when I'm out and I'm engaging and stuff like that. It's work. But when I'm not working and I'm just chill, like I ain't bring no business cards because I don't intend on talking to anybody. Like I don't really engage with people like that. Like I'll be in the corner, I'll be chill, I'm quiet, having my drinks, and I'm chill. Like I don't really talk to people.
Well, the reason why I say how do you introduce yourself? Because like here's how I look at it. When I meet a woman, the first thing I want her to know is that my energy, my vibe, my mood is going to be laid back. So you know what the first thing? This is why people think I'm gay. Let me get to the nitty gritty. The first thing I'm going to tell anybody is I like to take bubble baths. Like if someone says, what's your favorite hobby? Bubble baths. And they look at me. And it catches most women by surprise. They're like, wait, what? Bubble baths? Yeah. I'm talking about the whole shebang. Put the speaker in there. Get the wine glasses. Get the Lush bath bombs. All that. I said, hold on now. But just don't give me the glitter shit. Like, let's keep it manly. And they're like, bro, ain't nothing manly about a bubble bath. And I'm like, but here's what you have to understand is I need you to understand that for me, I'm not going to come and present myself as the extra masculine thug from the projects from the hood. Not that that's not a part of who my DNA has been, but why do I need to focus on where I've been? What I want to do should be my focus. And adding you to my focus, because when you add someone to in a relationship of anything, they get added to your focus.
Yeah. I think anything in your energy field, though.
It gets added to your focus.
And you know what, though? Here's part two. Like, so there's a spiritual practice, and that's on an energetic level. That's, you know, like they tell you, everything in this universe is only a vibration at its core, mm-hmm. right? If you get down to the nuts and bolts past the atom, everything is vibration. But you can't listen, people, even if you are spiritual, you cannot live there. We live on earth. This is a physical world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't live in the metaphysics. You can try, but you can't.
It's great.
You'll end up in 45th Street or you know. But But if you can use the tools and use the knowledge to improve your life, mm-hmm. it transforms it. Yeah.
I'm a water baby.
Yeah.
So when I was in Texas, in El Paso, in the middle of no water, nowhere, I bubble bathed the hell out of myself.
Bless your heart.
And it was one of those, but it was one of those situations that during that time, I was really in a rough place of myself mentally. And that time helped my spiritual. And that's why people miss the part of, when I say this show is going to be all inclusive, because we're going to, the young lady that I have in front of y'all, we're going to bring so many things to light for y'all. And it's not a attack. It's not a demonization. And that's why I wanted a strong female sidekick, if you want to call it. I mean, sometimes she's going to be the superhero, but
I ain't nobody's sidekick. I'm Wonder Woman.
Well, okay, give it to them. Come on.
Hey, that's
okay.
I ain't finna be nobody's sidekick.
Look, okay, well, that's fine, because I'm the Joker.
It's fine. Be the Joker. I am Bernice. I ain't no sidekick.
But
I ain't side nothing. I ain't no mashed potato side. I ain't no side of nothing. No, I'm a whole meal. I ain't no side.
Listen, I make mashed. Look. My wife said that about my macaroni and cheese. I see
that macaroni and cheese. I want some too.
I made my base macaroni and cheese is so crazy that my wife actually says that I'm not allowed to actually make my original recipe outside of the house unless I'm charging people for it.
First of all, if I don't get some of them party in your mouth wings, it's going to be a whole problem. I might not come back on this show, y'all. I'm a boycott if you don't give me some wings.
Come on, man. You can't do it. Okay, so.
I'm just being honest.
Matter of fact, we're going to talk. You going to Crystal's thing? Sunday?
Absolutely.
Okay, because she just asked me to cater.
Listen, bro. I understand it's not my birthday.
Hold on. Here's the crazy part. I got some wings in the freezer right now. I just bring them with me.
Listen, I understand that it's not my birthday, but this is what we're going to need to do. Just put me about 3 or 4 of them little party in your mouth wings on the side. And, you know, then do whatever else you're going to do. You know?
I haven't given her an answer yet because I still got to talk to.
What you mean you ain't gave her no answer? Yes.
I can't. See, there you go, outside energy. I still got to talk to my wife.
Hey, okay, you're right.
And her grandfather's birthday is also that day. So.
Well, listen. I got a question. A question for the folks out there because y'all know I was thinking about it today. You know, I was like, it's a whole. Not you, but just in general, because I know that's your background, but I'm talking about the people, right? And I said, And y'all know I'm bald head. I rub my head when I get to thinking. So, like, I'm rubbing my head right now. So when you hear me quiet, it's probably me rubbing my head, my little bald head, okay? But I was thinking to myself, and I said, there's a whole lot of food stamps going on around here. So if, like, is these people using the food stamps to start restaurants?
They can't be, because, bro, I'm riding down.
I tried to feel like, listen, I'm going to be so honest with y'all. I don't know. All them people, listen, okay, let me calm down, because I'm so serious, y'all. And I'm not, I wish I could, listen, I don't get public assistance, but there are people that get public assistance, and I understand, and I, you know, and in some ways, I say, hey, get what you can get. But let me tell y'all something. Whoever can fill out that form that they got, you deserve every single bit.
It's contagious.
Because, baby, I tried to fill that thing out.
They want your bank account. Ooh, number. Child. They want equity.
They want your first and last.
Blood type.
And, man, listen, I say, you know what? Mm-mm. I ain't finna get no food stamps.
Right.
I'm not going. But then you know, I'm a whole entrepreneur out here in these streets, and my kids get free lunch at school. So they sent them a card, because I was like, they sent one for the kids. You know,
okay.
if your kids get free lunch, they just sent them a card. Because I was like, baby, listen, if the only way I'm going to get food assistance is by filling out this form right here on these online, on these people internet.
Baby.
I ain't. So, yeah, I was struggling. I called for help and everything. I put out SOS and y'all help me with this food
stamp.
Listen,
one of my brother-in-law's one time had got it, because, like, he was, you know, he was 18, just graduated, blah, 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 and he was on his own. And he filled it out and he qualified. And I'm just like, he was like, hey, bro, can you take me down here? Because, you know, back then you had to do the little interview thing. So, get in the car, we riding. And I'm like, bro, what's that? He goes, my application form. Wait, sir, that's pages.
Man. And listen, mind you, one of my little sisters was living with me for a while. And she did it, too. She did the food stamp thing. She got us some food stamps, too. But, baby, listen.
See, I'm too private for all that. That's too much.
Is it? I just didn't know what they wanted. Like, what you want? I'm not going to tell you all my bank accounts anyway.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just going
to. Right. Like, the people understand. Like, it's like 7 blocks in there for bank accounts.
Yeah.
List all of your bank accounts.
I'm going to be the one with the 13 cent in there. Like, that's what I'm going to do. The one I use for transactions that are sketchy.
Right.
Sketchy transactions.
Look, as a business owner, we know we all have those, because I tell people, I'm broke all the time. They're like, you got a business. I'm still broke.
Yeah. But it's sketchy. It's, you know.
Because, you know, it's things out there. But it's been a pleasure. And I know we said that we was going to keep you to 45 minutes. And when you're ready to go, you can leave the studio anytime. Because we only got like 25 minutes left on the show. But because I went way over time. I booked it by accident. Did it wrong.
It's okay.
On the train, doing what I do.
On the train. I am out of here in 45 minutes, because y'all know I love y'all, but I got to go. But, I mean... you said we got how long?
We got 25 more minutes.
Oh, we got 25 more minutes.
But because I did it for 90 minutes when I was supposed
minutes.
To have been doing it for an hour.
Y'all see how he don't follow directions.
Listen, that's why I'm like, I already said that if you had to go, we would understand. Because y'all understand, I wanted to literally make sure that I gave you guys enough time to kick it with her. So if she has to go, we're going to definitely let her leave the studio.
Because
I still got 25 minutes, and I can talk for 25 minutes. Trust me, there is plenty that I can say.
Okay, well, I'm a kick rocks. But listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something, okay? Number one, sir, I definitely appreciate you for having me here, okay? I had a good time today. We had some good laughs. But ladies, I'm not going to let him talk about us like that. You know, I'm not going to let these fellas bash us. Y'all go ahead and message me your stuff that y'all want me to tell them, because I need to tell them some stuff. Because, you know, like, guys message me all the time and tell me stuff about the women species, right? They tell me stuff. And I let y'all know, like the guys told me, right, that they didn't like the turtle shell spank when people wear, when girls be wearing those hard, those, what do you call it? The body armor. The ones that's hard, like they said that they didn't like that. So I told y'all, you know what I'm saying? That was years ago they told me that. But
can I go down a list of things I don't like?
You know what? Have your people call me.
So listen, guys, if y'all have anything that y'all want to call into the show or write the show about, you can write the show. There's a couple of ways you can get at all of us. So I'm going to give you the show information, my information, and I'm also let Miss Bernice give you her information. So that way, if you guys want to stay in contact with any of us or add any input to the show, you can do that. So for the actual show.
I told y'all, I ain't going to be his sidekick. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm finna go first.
Okay, boss lady. First of all, if you see her shirt right now, say boss lady.
Boss lady. That's what it says.
Okay, so go ahead, boss lady.
You're welcome. So here's the thing. I appreciate being here. The one thing I wanna say to you guys is no matter what you're doing, number one, accept that you know everything, but you know nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because that allows you the ability to continue to learn. The most intelligent people in the world still understand and accept and believe that they don't know everything. And information and knowledge evolves. Don't be afraid to evolve. Don't be afraid to be somebody new. Don't be afraid to not step into your greatest version. It might not look like you looked yesterday. It might not sound like it sounded yesterday. But if you, baby, if you wake up and you want to call yourself China, do it. If you wake up and you want to call yourself Michelle, Kiki, Louisiana, whatever, step into your next greatest level. You don't owe anybody anything. That's my message. That's my word. Peace.
Man, give me your information, man. How can they get in contact?
Oh, yeah. Y'all can follow me on all social medias. Bernice K. Bell.
Right, go ahead and give me that whole name, because she can see it. She can see it.
No, like Instagram is Bernice K. Bell. Instagram on Bernice K. Bell is it's Bernice K. Bell on Facebook too.
Okay.
You can follow me, Bernice K. Bell. That's it. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. No, it ain't on. It's conceded on Snapchat, but y'all don't need to follow my Snapchat. Y'all ain't ready for that.
Yeah.
You be out of control.
Like I don't even give my Snapchat out, man.
I'm out of here.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Kicking It with Dr. Feelgood.
Bye, y'all.
To come in and kick it with us. We got about 20 minutes left, so I want to let y'all know there are so many things that we got going on right now. DJ's Roundtable, hit us up at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. There are ways that you can become a sponsor, ways that you can get your ads on the show, and just different things that we have coming up. We still have our Wednesday show, we still have our Friday show, and we still have our Sunday show. We're going to be also bringing in the Ask Tiffany show. We will be recording that here coming up soon. So there's a lot of stuff that we're getting ready to add. But definitely, if you listen to the show, that is absolutely cool. We're happy that you listen in live. We have about 20 minutes left. So if you want to call into the show, 563-999-3090. You can talk to me. We can talk about how the show was and how you felt about our new co-host for the Kicking It with Dr. Feelgood show. Definitely hit us back with that. So y'all know I'm in the background working on changing that because I think I want to call the show the Conceited and Sexy Show. Just because y'all already see what she do. Y'all see what she brings to the table. You see who she is. So there's nothing that we can't do with the show. And I absolutely believe that she's going to be a great asset. And plus it's a strong black woman that is giving me the business in the studio. And I know y'all up for that. The other thing I want to get out of the way and that I want to really clear up and kind of talk about is one of the topics that I was trying to talk about earlier was being mono versus poly. And people get mad at me when because I keep harping on this. And I want people to understand there is nothing in this world that is monogamous. Nothing. Nothing is single, one, alone. The only time that you will be in that state is when they put you in a box when you go out of this world. When you were born in a room with at least one other person. Mama was there. When you die, we hope that someone's there. So I don't like to use the word poly as much sexually because everyone focuses on sex. And my life is not sexy. My life is sexy, but my life isn't sexual. My life is really more focused on relationships. And when I look at relationships, we're all reliant on someone else. We all use somebody else as a part of our relationship history. You know, if you have a post office person, that's a relationship. If you go to the same McDonald's every day and they all know you by name, you have a relationship. If you live in a gated community and you got security guards, y'all have a relationship. Those are relationships. And so the thing for me is when I look at how people treat the relationships around them, it's how I look at people. It's what I judge you based off of. And I know they say, judge not, yes, ye be judged. But that's where I look at my decision making when I decide to have someone in my life, have someone around me. How do you treat those around you? What is the most important aspect of your life? So how you introduce yourself and that original personal representative that you give me, it matters. And it should also matter when you are out doing things and you're giving someone a personal representative. What they have to say matters. Who you are matters. And the reason why I say are is because they're only going to look at the things that you have done. Who you is will matter. Who you're striving to become will matter. But who you are matters because people are going to hold so much of what you've done over your head. You look at right now, our president, everyone's holding over his head what he's done in the office. What he has done in the last 3.5-4 years matters. That mantle he carried was heavy. But what you do with that mantle matters. If you have the title and mantle of husband, what you do with that mantle matters. You know, I was watching something the other day, and I was watching an excerpt video with Kirk Franklin and a couple of other pastors. It was on TBN. I keep telling people I'm not religious, but you have to watch media intake. And one of the things that I loved about the excerpt that I watched was they talked about how the pulpits were quiet. Specifically, the non-black, the true non-minority pulpit. So that's your whites, that's your Asians who self-identify as white, that's your Hispanics who self-identify as white. Those are your whatever other nationalities out there that self-identify as just white. They were talking about in this day and age, in this day and time, with everything that's going on, where is the message in the white pulpit that teach people to love? And it wasn't about a message of divisiveness. It wasn't about a message of exclusion. It was a message of inclusion. How do we get to a point where we bring everybody to a table, everybody is held accountable, but we hold them accountable through love? There's no one easy way, no one easy direction, no one easy platform that gets everyone to that systematic realization. But we have to come to a point where we say, listen, we have to hold these people accountable. These are our leaders. Why do our leaders get a pass, but we get held to the highest standard at our job and we nothing but the mail clerk? We the secretary and everybody gets to yell at us for everything that we did right, wrong, or indifferent. We're the security guard, and we get to be yelled at for everything that we've done right, wrong, or indifferent. All these titles that everyone gives us, we're held accountable to those titles,
but the people who should be held accountable because they hold the title of leader, influencer. When do we hold them accountable? When does the governor get held accountable, like truly accountable, for the things and the plights that have happened in our community? That's what we're trying to bring. That's what we're trying to encourage. That's what we're trying to shape. It is a message, a real fundamental message of change. No two things are equal. No two visions are the same. But how do you meet a people where they need to be met if you don't get off of your high horse and come down to their platform? Because I said this. I'm looking around and I'm looking at Pleasant City. Who's really investing? I'm looking at 45th Street. So many businesses have closed up in Riviera because they can no longer afford to keep those businesses because the commodity that was spending its money on frivolous, unneeded things is not doing that anymore because we have to hold on to our wealth ability. Because we don't know how long this pandemic is actually going to go on for. So now businesses that used to capitalize off of our frivolous spending is no longer able to. But who said, hey, any of you guys want to come together and do something of positivity and of change and find other ways to generate capital and resource into these economies? Because I can tell you, they're coming up with ways to generate money into Boca. They're coming up with ways and creative ways, and everyone's sitting together and coming up with ways to do things through the CRA. I see it every day. I get out and I ride my bike all over South Florida. Avid bike rider, because I like to see. And sometimes you can't see in a car. You don't get an opportunity to feel the energy in the area because you go through it too fast. But I'm asking you, when is enough enough? When do we get to have a seat at that table to tell you what it is we want to do? Everyone has told us what we should do. Collins should stand up. Jay-Z shouldn't do this. Beyonce shouldn't do that. Kanye shouldn't do this. They're criminals. They're animals. They're savages. No one talks about how the almanac is a black invention. No one talks about how modern medicine still came from African tribal practices. Everyone forgets that all the things that we're asking for has already been from us. And yet and still, we found a way to walk in peace and solidarity with everyone. We're not screaming. We're not yelling. Most days we wake up and we walk in a peace and excellent model. Most days. Not all, but most. But we get to work and it's the Karens and the Stacys and the Lisas of the world who are the first people to jump into our face. It's Bob the policeman, Jake the security guard. It's the homeowner that we have to go do work on for their property. See, it's these people, when we go out and we do our everyday journey, everything is always focused on us. What we look like, what we sound like, what we be like, what it is, man. If you don't know that movie reference, shame on you. But when is enough enough? When do we get to stop being the oppressed? When do statements like, you don't look like you belong here. When do they stop? When does the state of, I pulled you over because it didn't look like you could afford that type of car? We've heard enough of these statements in our everyday life. And here's the thing. There's not a person rich enough or famous enough to have escaped it. There's no black person that has escaped that statement. And we're not trying to escape it. We get up every day and we embrace our culture because we are magic. We are smart. We are beautiful. We are the symbol that excellence has been built upon. We are the mighty. We are the unconquered. We are the unwavering. We are the faithful and steadfast. See, those words that people like to talk about, we don't get a choice but to live them out. Because no one accepts anything less than greatness from us. So I ask you, are you intentional? Are you thoughtful? And are you educated enough to take what's yours in this matter? And we don't have to take it by force. Because see, what they don't understand is there are going to be ample opportunities that are getting ready to present itself to the black community. Position yourself. Make the right connections. Go out here and love because you are loved. And if you do those simple things, you will have a shot at. There's no guarantees in life. There's only one guarantee in life. It's that you will die at some point. This body, this flesh will give way of your spirit. That is the only truth that you can live upon. Everyone likes to speak on truths. There's only one truth that you have, is that you will die. Other than that, it's all relative. It's all subjugated. It's all opinion. It's all proof based on the theory that they were trying to prove. But everything that has been proven pretty much has an exemption to it. Stop giving people exemptions to your life. Prove a theory and go for it. Man, on that note, we're going to wrap up this show. I don't have much left for y'all. Man, thank y'all for coming through and kicking it with Dr. Feelgood. As we go, I also want to take the time to let you know that you guys can follow my businesses. I'm going to do a slight plug. I don't really plug myself often, but I'm going to do a slight plug on this show because I think this show is powerful and you guys are going to be here. So if you click and hang up and click out before I do it, that's cool too, because I'm not mad at y'all. But I want to let y'all know, thank you guys for supporting me. We're out here full time. So we have launched SEB Catering. Right now I'm looking at not doing anything tomorrow, but everyone keeps hitting me up. So I will take pre-orders. If I get enough pre-orders to do something for Friday, we will. If we don't, then I'm going to let y'all know we're going to take this Friday off and just kind of let me get my mind wrapped around some things and do some things I need to do. But SEB Catering, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Mondays, it's salad day. I create a different salad every Monday. I'll let you guys know by Sunday what that salad is. But there are amazing salads. You're going to be full. Understand, if I do you a salad, you're full. You ain't got to worry about going nowhere else. On Wednesday, we try to do something exotic and different. On Fridays, of course, that's my heavy meal because everybody trying to go turn up and eventually we're going to get back to the club scene. So I definitely want you to have enough to at least put on your plate until you can get the food, because I know some of y'all like to go drink for happy hour. If you're a happy hour drinker, then Friday is definitely the plate for you. My plates are $7.50 plus tax and delivery charges. So if you pick it up from me, it's $7.50 plus tax. If you get it delivered, you know what that means. The oils. I'm out here every day in these streets with oils and fragrance and products, so you can definitely hit me. If I don't have it in, I do my mass orderings on Sunday. So
give me from that Sunday until possibly Friday to get it in. I always like to tell people, give me 5 to 10 business days to get any product in, just simply because you already see what they're trying to do with the mailing system. So I don't got to be more direct than that. The Photobomb. I am getting ready to relaunch my photography business full time. So if you're looking to get some photos done, it is I'm going to do a startup rate of $30 an hour just to get out here and do some promotional work. So if you're looking for a photographer, if you're trying to do something, I know we got kids going back to school and different things like that. So if you want to do some photos, please get at me, and we'll go ahead and get that set up for you. And I think that's it. I don't know. Got SCB Catering, D Oils, Photobomb, Of the Spirit. That is our knickknack company. I'm not going to say knickknack because I got to give it a better name, but it's exactly what it is. It's Of the Spirit. Whenever we do something that comes from a spiritual place, it pretty much goes through that business. So Of the Spirit is definitely one of the things that you want to check out. And it's also one of the businesses that sponsors Luxuria, which is our, you know, event planning hosting business. So we have things out here. So if you're looking for things, definitely hit me up. On my page, they're listed. You can follow them. I've added them. You can click on them. If you don't get me, you'll definitely either get somebody in the corporate office, or they'll give you the email address to reach out to. So, man, let's be proactive in our community. Like, if you're under the sound of our voice, like, let's do things possible. So, matter of fact, here's going to be my first challenge, because I want to see what I can tell my co-host when we come back next Thursday. If you enjoyed this show and you enjoyed this episode and you want to donate to the episode, to the show, so we can increase revenue and do different things, get bigger, get our own personal studio and do our thing, go to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. So that's Delta Jack Sierra Roundtable19, all one word, @gmail.com. Email our production manager. Let them know that you want to donate to the show, and they will give you the proper ways to donate. I'm not even going to get involved with it because I don't even want nobody to say it went to my hands. So reach out to the production managers. Just say donation. They'll tell you how and where to donate and what to do, and then see them and say, thank you for coming through for the Dr. Feelgood Show. And it was amazing kicking it with y'all today. I had so much fun. So on that note, y'all know one of my favorite theme songs is, I'm going to just give it to y'all. I'm going to let this ride y'all out. The show will be live, be on replay on Spotify at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you follow us on Spotify, you'll be able to hear it at 4. If not, I'll put the link out there so everybody can have it.
I just love that smiling face in the early sun.